Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. Today's weather across Israel is pleasant, with clear skies in Tel Aviv and a gentle breeze in Jerusalem. Haifa is experiencing mild temperatures, providing a perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, the Pentagon has begun a covert evacuation of offensive forces from the Middle East due to fears of an Iranian missile attack. This is according to a report from Mariv earlier today. Also, the Times of Israel reports that the Board of Peace may shift the terms for IDF's pullback after a meeting with the Prime Minister. Meanwhile, a Gaza airstrike has been reported. Also this hour, Ynet reveals details of Iran's hidden war room in Iraq. Yemeni drone experts and Iraqi factions are reportedly merging under Iranian direction, shortening the flight path to Israel. Separately, Walla reports that the IDF launches a new track for Haredi students in military intelligence. This program will integrate them into special units for the first time. And finally, Forward discusses how the Ceuta migration crisis has become fodder for anti-Israel conspiracy theories. The sudden influx from Morocco into Ceuta last week has baffled many. Reaction has been swift on social media. Arsen Ostrovsky, a prominent advocate, wrote just minutes ago that the Royal Commission on Antisemitism should focus on its intended purpose, not on Israel's military actions against Hamas. Raylan Givens, who monitors conflict developments, posted earlier today that Iran's Revolutionary Guards attacked a U.S. base in Kuwait using drones. Eyal Yacobi, a commentator on Middle Eastern affairs, noted an hour ago that Iran attacked another ship in the Strait of Hormuz, criticizing those who defend the regime. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Pentagon's covert actions. As reported by Mariv, the U.S. is pulling back offensive forces amid growing concerns over an Iranian missile threat. This move includes a strategic repositioning to protect assets in the region. For civilians and allies, this could mean a reduction in immediate tensions, but raises concerns about long-term security. Turning to the Board of Peace's shift on the IDF pullback, according to the Times of Israel, the board now suggests a pullback beyond the yellow line, changing their previous stance. This comes amid ongoing airstrikes in Gaza, highlighting the complexity of achieving peace. The implications for residents in the region are significant, as it affects both military strategy and daily life. Meanwhile, Ynet highlights Iran's strategic positioning in Iraq. The report details how Iranian-directed factions are creating a more direct threat to Israel with advanced drone capabilities. This development could escalate regional tensions and impact Israel's defense posture significantly. On the economic front. First, Mariv Business reports that Dan Kayseria Hotel has launched a luxury face club pop-up clinic. This initiative offers a range of beauty treatments, enhancing the hotel's service offerings until September. Separately, Israel Hayom Business states that Get is expanding its operations to include shuttles. This new service allows users to book larger vehicles with upfront pricing, increasing transportation options nationwide. And finally, Ynet Business highlights a labor court decision that public humiliation at work may be considered a work injury. This ruling could have broad implications for workplace rights and employer responsibilities in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.